Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, certainly not the way you wanted to end the homestand yesterday, losing to the Texas Rangers. But all in all, I imagine you have to be pretty pleased with the homestand and also the series with the Rangers taking 3 out of 4.
Yeah, it's hard to argue the 5-2 homestand, win 2 series. You know, the way we played against the Rangers was really special for us to kickstart that series for the season. And you know, we walk out of yesterday still having a chance. The final score didn't really tell the whole story of the game. And, you know, we had a couple different chances during the middle of the game to take control of that game. So I'm very proud of how we're playing. We keep winning series. We'll like where these months go.
You know, you talk about yesterday's ball game and just so many opportunities to get closer. And, you know, 16 men left on base. There were just so many opportunities to get more than the 4 runs that you wound up getting.
Yeah, it's always about the big moments. And you know, we always say continue to give yourself opportunities. You're going to like what the outcomes are. And obviously yesterday was a tough day for us because we had so many guys on base. We just couldn't come up with the last hit to be a big difference. When we would score, we would score one. We didn't quite have a breakout inning, but so proud of the way our guys are conducting at bats and being tough. The fact that we missed on virtually all opportunities, you know, to take control of the game is just part of baseball.
And it was another day and another Marwin Gonzalez homer. He's homered in 4 straight games, 5 straight starts with a home run. I mean, it's been some sort of run that he's been on.
He's been incredible, and from both sides of the plate as well. And, mm-hmm. and you know, yesterday it was so difficult to hit the ball out of the ballpark with the wind swirling the roof open. And even when he hit that yesterday, I don't think he thought it was gone. I don't think many people thought it was gone. It continued to carry. So super utility players are hard to find, and he's the definition of it. And starting him all around the diamond, he's pushing guys out of the lineup with how he's performing. And today it's Bregman's day to sit for the Marwin watch.
And, I mean, normally with a guy off the bench who's playing well, it can be hard to find him playing time because maybe he can only play 1 or 2 or even 3 positions. But, Marwin, you can plug him in almost anywhere, and today at third base.
Yeah, today's at third, and yesterday's in left, and tomorrow might be a completely different position if he ends up playing. So, and even yesterday within the game when I hit Beltran, I moved Marwin to right field. That's not a position that he's accustomed to playing, but there's this notion that he can always fill in whenever needed, and I think that helps him get into the lineup much more than a normal bench player.
Had to make a roster move. Michael Feliz on the family medical emergency list. So Dayan Diaz having his contract purchased. He's in the bullpen, right-hander for this series. And you got to look at him in spring training. I know he missed some time with the World Baseball Classic, but you have an idea of what he brings to the table.
He does. He's got a good fastball. He's got a pretty good breaking ball. We want him to use a little bit more, but he's one of the power relievers that comes out with an attack mentality. We liked what we saw in the spring. He's got some ability to pitch with 2 pitches and fill in the middle innings very well. He's got some back into the bullpen experience in the minor leagues, so we'll see how he's utilized. But thoughts and prayers with Michael as he goes through a family issue that should be resolved relatively quickly and get him back with us. But it's nice to have an arm like Diaz to fill in.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Now batting number 99, J.J. Watt.
Come out to Minute Maid Park on Saturday, May 13th to see some of your favorite Houston Texans players swing for the fences at the 5th annual J.J. Watt Charity Classic. The J.J. Watt Foundation will host a home run derby and softball game between the offensive and defensive players from the Houston Texans. All proceeds from this family-friendly event will benefit the J.J. Watt Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit astros.com/J.J. Watt.
You're listening to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with James Hoyt. We're just sitting around right now. I'm filling out my scorebook right now, and I have a question for you, James. James Hoyt, relief pitcher for the Astros. Can you keep score? Do you know how to keep score in a scorebook?
I do, yes.
Who taught you how to do that? Because a lot of people don't know these days.
Yeah, when I was with the Braves in high A, I was a starter, believe it or not.
Okay, yeah.
And I had to do the book.
And you had to learn right then?
I had to learn, yeah. I had a general idea just because, you know, in college I did a little bit as well. But that's where I really got to know and, you know, how to keep score and put the right stuff down.
I had to do the same stuff I learned from an earlier age, but as a starting pitcher in the minor leagues, a lot of people don't realize you're behind the seats where the scouts sit. Is that a pretty good place for you? You felt to observe a ball game and watch the other team?
Yeah, it's different. It's a lot different than being in the dugout. You know,
it looks slower.
Yeah, the game is way slower, and it felt about 18 innings.
Okay, let's talk about first jobs, hardest jobs you ever had before you were a baseball player. You remember your first job?
Yeah, my first job, I worked at a sporting goods store in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't know anything and just had to do all the training. And I think I worked there my sophomore or junior year of high school, and I enjoyed it, you know, but I was I was a stock boy, so I was stocking all the shells with the, you know, basketballs or whatnot, and running around doing the dirty work.
You get a discount on some of the stuff? Did you get a ball glove out of the deal?
I believe so, yeah. I had a team discount or store discount.
All right, how about hardest job you've ever had? Talking with James Hoyt right now.
Being a major leaguer is a pretty hard job, honestly.
It is, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot, yeah. It's
real hard going to work and playing in pajamas, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I think the toughest job I had with the most manual labor, mm-hmm. you could say, was, you know, my time in San Diego when I was working on sailboats. Mm-hmm. And when I first got hired on this company, you know, they had me doing the dirty work. So, there's all the stuff on the boats, the crap, the bird poo. Yeah. I'm cleaning it off. I'm gassing these boats and falling into the water. I don't know how many times. So it was pretty tiring, but you know, I enjoyed it. I was outside and something I was like to do.
I would imagine it was long days. I mean, were you guys sun up to sundown?
Yeah, I got to the docks at a little bit before 6 a.m.
Yeah,
and I left anywhere from 3 to 4, and that's when I'd head over to my buddy's high school, who was coaching at the time, and help out those pitchers.
I would imagine James is a little disappointing not making the team out of spring training, but you got called up pretty quickly, picked up where you left off. You're feeling good, obviously. 5 strikeouts in their last 2 inning appearance. What's working, and what changes have you made?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it wasn't the news I wanted coming out of camp was not breaking with the team, but at the end of the day, you control the stuff you can control. And so for me, was just go down to Fresno and focus on what you've been working on, your whole career, and continue with that. And there's going to be a time and place when you're going to help out this team, whether it's a week from now or a month from now or 2 months from now. And, it happened sooner than I thought, and I was pretty excited to come back up and contribute. As far as what's working for me right now is just being in the strike zone and learning to when to expand my pitches. So I think last year when I first got called up, I was throwing strikes, but I was throwing too many good strikes, at times. Like these hitters can crush, and especially if they're looking to swing the bat the first 2 pitches of your AB, I mean, one of them needs to be expanded, mm-hmm. for the swing and miss stuff.
Cool.
And so that's kind of what I've my game plan, and just trying to be consistent and go out there and throw strikes. I'm trying to, use less pitches, because I've always been a guy who's, all right, you got the 9th inning, so it doesn't really matter how many pitches I lose as long as I can get a 0.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right, let me try to be a little more efficient. So I'm trying to focus on that.
James Hoyt, off to a great start. Thanks a lot for catching up, and good luck the rest of the way, man. You all are off to a great start.
All right, thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.